Well, we're at the office of Gloucester Police Chief Leonard Campanello now. And, Chief, first of all, thank you for letting me stop by today. I appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks for coming back, Rick. We appreciate it.
All right. Now, the big thing is the ANGEL program, the Gloucester Initiative, that has gone on now, I think it's been almost a year, has, as you wanted, changed the conversation. It's been a huge change from everybody I talked to about the opioid issue. And I was wondering just if we could have maybe a little conversation, catch up on what's been happening and maybe the effect it's had on the community, on the police department, and so on. I don't really know where to start, except it's been in progress for 10 months, and maybe what's your assessment of it as it's taken place so far?
Well, I think it's important, as we always remember, and certainly as a person I always remember, as a police chief I always remember, is that this was always about response to the community of Gloucester. It was always about what Gloucester wanted for people who were suffering from addiction in their own community. And what's grown from that, the national conversation that's grown from that, was completely unexpected, of course. But we feel very responsible for it. And I think it's a testament, certainly for me, it makes me very, very proud to be the Gloucester Police Chief. And it's a testament to the courage of the citizens here to not hide a problem such as substance use disorder, in the shadows, but instead to say, hey, look, this is a real problem. We're going to take the lead on this, and we want our police department to take the lead on it as well. So it's been a whirlwind of 10 months of really changing, yeah, exactly what you said, changing the conversation around do we punish those who are suffering from addiction, or do we help? And where do we make the distinction between police action and treatment? So it's been a very interesting 10 months, yeah.
There's so much here to talk about. The first thing is the way the conversation has changed, Chief, and I know that it hit, as you said, it's a national issue now, or at least it's on the front burner of the national of the nation in terms of police and law enforcement, but also the fact that, boy, you pointed out, and others have now, how every single family I know of has been affected one way or another, and it hasn't always been a criminal element. It has come sometimes from painkillers or inadvertent addiction, and it's gone off the charts. But the discussion now is about, okay, you know, how do we control that? How do we fix it? How do we educate people? And your police officers in this town have done that. And I know the community has responded. And you have gotten, I'm guessing, fairly good feedback from the community at large.
Yeah. You know, I mean, whenever you have an idea that at least appears on the surface to be provocative, you're going to have some detractors. Excuse me. But by and large, the feedback that comes through our doors from the community is that we're headed in the right direction. So that always feels important when you're asked to do a job and you do it to the best of your ability in light of what the community wants. So, and I think your points about, the fact that we're just kind of coming out of this haze of what this was all about. We're transitioning from a society that felt that, you know, opioid was heroin use, and it was under a bridge with a needle in the arm and the people that were breaking into your house, to, you know, opiate is a very, opiate use and addiction is a very pervasive illness that affects all economic stratas and every demographic of society, and often starts with a legally prescribed medication for an injury or illness and transforms into a disease of addiction. And so it does affect so many more people.
I can't believe how many people I've talked to in the last 10 months who have said just that, and they are so careful now when they have an injury, when they go to the hospital, they check out the prescriptions, especially for kids. And I don't know if kids are particularly at risk on that, Chief. Is that has that been one of the things that was studied, that kids did get hooked early on just painkillers?
Well, I mean, when you have, you know, so there is, you know, there's injuries in high school, there's injuries in junior high, in sports and things like that, and kids, you know, kids get knocked around, and they're often prescribed painkillers, and we're seeing in the trends that we see younger and younger addiction ages. you know, and there's this, it's sort of like we're fighting ourselves on this, because you have police departments that are kind of now adopting this model and sort of fighting back against the stigma of addiction and trying to quell how many pills are actually out there. Mm-hmm. And then you have the FDA, another government entity, that is approving OxyContin for 11-year-olds. And while, you know, we never want to see a child or anybody for that matter suffer needlessly when there are good medications out there, you have to think, you know, the worst, most abused, most mismarketed opioid on the planet, OxyContin, was the one drug they picked to be approved for kids down to 11-year-old. We have to be doing something better.
You know, Chief, I just wonder if money is the, you know, is always behind the thing. But, no, you're right. And I know my injuries and surgeries and so on, I had more painkillers than I could possibly imagine. And I might take one or two during the whole recovery process. But I never thought about that until now. And now, you know, well, I think it's on everybody's mind. Pennsylvania legislature, you guys, the Gloucester Police Department had a tweet this afternoon on the PA legislature backing its police force with some new drug-fighting money, I guess?
Yeah, it's the first statewide initiative that we've seen come out of the, you know, our PARI organization, which was started here in Gloucester, the Police Assisted Addiction Recovery Initiative. We've seen over 100 police departments in 22 states adopt this. We get more every week. We've seen DAs across the country adopt this. We've seen counties, but the first statewide legislation that has addressed this issue has been Pennsylvania. It's really heartening to see. That's a really, really bold move.
What about locally? What about on the North Shore? How much response have you gotten from other, police departments, or maybe at the state level from Senator Tarr or things like that? How's that going?
So we're lucky. I think we're very lucky to have Representative Ferranti and to have Senator Tarr and to have Governor Baker, who are really taking the lead on this. And we're especially lucky in Gloucester to have someone who is intimately familiar with this in the mayor, Mayor Taken, who not only spent a career in this type of field, but is passionate about helping others, and certainly those with addiction are no different. And so the support legislatively has been fantastic. We have 28 police departments right in Massachusetts that are adopting, and more every day. So it's been relatively positive, I'd say.
Again, Chief, if anybody is new to this and is not familiar with what happens in Gloucester, could you just run through what the process is once again, please, if someone needs help?
Yeah, they can come into the Gloucester Police Station night or day and ask for help for their opioid addiction, and we screen them into the ANGEL program, in which we we provide them with a volunteer who'll sit with them while we're trying to find the appropriate service for them. And so far, we've been able to place 427 people in 10 months. It's a staggering number for us, considering that, you know, the state loses 4 people a day to addiction, and the city of Gloucester, because of its courage, is reclaiming one of those 4 every day.
Amazing. All right. Chief, I think that's it. Maybe where do we go from here, or are there – what happens in the future with the Gloucester Police Department? Because I know from talking with some of the police officers, they're well-informed, they're well-trained, and they absolutely support what's going on in this town.
Well, I think there's a long road to go, and I don't think that we I have a job. I'm the chief of police in Gloucester. I'm not an addiction counselor or someone who works in the treatment field, but police and law enforcement, we're in this until addiction is treated like every other disease, and you can gain immediate and sustainable care for it, and then we'll step out because the thing that kind of crosses boundaries is the fact that when you get into the addictive phase of this illness, you most likely are using something that's an illegal substance. And so law enforcement has a say in that. because it's an illegal substance. But the ability to treat and place people into remission and gain people's lives back far outweighs penalizing a person for possession of an illegal substance, especially when there is no help available. And so if, as we said at the beginning, the conversation can change and people who want the help can get access to it immediately and it can be sustained, then we're going to step back and say, okay, everybody's doing their job now. We're going to go back to doing ours.
Thanks, Chief. Gloucester Police Chief Lenny Campanello.